to the Clean Slate with your hosts, Daniel Garza and Carson Phillips, providing you with movie news, reviews, and more. Sit back, relax, and don't forget to go to the concessions and get your snacks and your drinks. For your entertainment, this is the Clean Slate Podcast.
All right, ladies and ghouls, welcome back to the Clean Slate Podcast. I'm your host, Carson G. Phillips, here with Daniel A. Garza.
Your intros crack me up, dude. Ladies and ghouls.
I try. It's the espresso martini.
There you go. Yep. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode. We got Hellraiser coming up. I can't remember. Is this your pick or my pick?
It was kind of like a unified pick.
Yeah. Here is the logline for you. A take on Clive Barker's 1987 horror classic where a young woman struggling with an addiction comes into possession of an ancient puzzle box, unaware that its purpose is to summon the Cenobites. The Cenobites? The Cenobites? Did I say that right?
I think it's Cenobites.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like Cinnabon. Cinnabon has a new deal on Cenobites.
Cinnabon Bites. Honestly, Cinnabon
that
missed
would be
a marketing
such a cool
experience
crossover.
Right there.
Yeah, it would be so good. Summon the devil with your our treats.
With our little Cinnabon balls.
Yeah, so I think some of you will probably enjoy this movie, and some of you will not want to watch it, and some of you will just not enjoy it.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, Hellraiser's been a film franchise since 1987. There's several movies. Biola alum Scott Derrickson directed one of these films.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the third or fourth one. Like, probably the worst one, from what I understand. I haven't seen all of them.
Yeah.
But overall, I do enjoy these movies. I think this one is kind of hit or miss in some ways. We'll get into that. And all you need to know for the plot is this is a reboot of the original films. It's kind of a different take on the same novel. It's based on The Hellbound Heart by Clive Barker. I haven't read it. I actually bought the book, though. There was a Kindle sale, and I ended up buying it for like $3 because I feel like this might actually work better as a book than a movie.
Yeah.
I just have a feeling. I don't know why. But, yeah. So do you want to get into likes and dislikes, or do you think I need to explain more of the plot?
No, I think that was good enough. I think for me, I need to set up myself of being like, okay, this is the first time I've ever been introduced to the Hellraiser universe. And so with that...
Yeah, you've never seen any of these before, right?
No, right. Yeah, growing up, I always thought they were scary. So I just never wanted to watch them.
Well, freaking what's his name looks scary.
Pinhead
is scary looking
in this one.
Yeah, in general, I think.
Oh,
in this
yeah,
one's
yeah.
Pinhead's scary, but I think some of the other ones are scary.
Yeah, well, like I
one,
said
but...
I mean, Pinhead just kind of looks like scarier Nebula to me, so I just thought it was kind of cheesy.
I like the design of the Cenobites.
So for me, this one, I'm gonna just kind of go off a little bit. I have more dislikes than I have likes on this.
Yeah, I have more likes than dislikes.
So I'll talk
this
about
is one where Daniel and I disagree.
Yeah,
so it's a classic disagreement episode. So for those of you who love those, this is it.
Yeah, welcome to the
you
classic
suck.
Disagreement. So anyway, yeah,
horrible taste in movies. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right.
Obviously.
So this movie, for me, the plot wasn't strong. I just like wasn't enthralled with the idea of it. I don't even, I honestly, I don't know if I have any likes.
Would you mean like the concept overall?
Yeah.
Because like, you mentioned you didn't like the concept, I think, in our previous conversations.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the puzzle box was a thing that you didn't like.
Yeah, or... so I found myself like literally having to search like so much of like
the lore.
Yeah, of like, okay, what is Hellraiser even about? Like, am I going to be sitting here waiting? I thought the intro was really interesting. Like the
strong intro.
Yeah, actually. It was a really strong opening. And I was like, oh, okay, like it's about to be lit. Like, I'm excited. But then when the whole like idea of the puzzle box came through, I was just like, mm-hmm. I don't, It wasn't like...
It's not your thing.
Yeah, it wasn't enjoyable for me. So I was just like, okay, whatever. We'll just... we'll figure this, like, you know, we'll figure this out. I'm going to still stay here and wait. Now I'm going to just go into dislikes. I did not like the main character. Her, like...
Riley,
I believe. I don't know. She's just so selfish. And I'm judging her character pretty harshly. But to me, she doesn't even have, like, a good redemptive arc. Like, she literally gets her brother killed because of her addiction. And, like, that could be something that you can find in it. Like, addictions literally affect others around you more than you think. But...
I think you're onto something.
Yeah, exactly. So, for me, though, the Cenobites, like, they just didn't look good to me. I thought I was, like, playing Last of Us. Or not really? Last of Us. Or, I mean, I guess Last of Us or, like, freaking Outlast is what I was trying to say. Oh. Yeah, I just didn't think they were – it was so CGI. It didn't look like there was really any kind of practical effects that could make it more scary. So it just looked like I was looking at a video game. I don't think the bridge between the guy at the beginning and Riley, like, that melded really well. I don't think it did.
I agree with that, actually. I feel like he should have been throughout the movie a little bit more.
Yeah.
Or maybe just follow him and have her movie happen later. Like, that's the part two or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think, obviously, there's a twist towards the end.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give it away. But I kind of wish, that was handled a little bit maybe sooner in the film or just handled better in general. I think it would have made for a better story. I don't really remember how it goes down in the original movie. It's kind of vaguely different. But yeah, I agree with some of that.
Yeah, well, and then my last thing I'll say is, I know I've been talking about this for a minute, but the last thing I'll say is that, like, I don't think...
Share your truth.
Shut up. At the end of the movie, I don't think that the payoff and the lesson learned for Riley is really there. It's just like she now just went through this experience. Mm. All of her friends are pretty much dead. And, like, now what? Like, she chose something that, like... Okay, cool. Did you learn it? Your brother's still dead. You got your brother killed. And you're not even really, like, I don't know. So I just didn't think the ending was a good payoff, and I wasn't excited about the movie after that. So anyway, those are all my dislikes. Okay,
yeah. No, I understand where you're coming from. I have seen some of these movies before, so I'm a little bit more familiar with the lore.
Sure.
I also really like the lore. For some reason, like, the concept of this demonic puzzle box is really intriguing to me, and then also the idea that the Cenobites are these, like, demonic mutated humanoids or whatever, that are their idea of what pleasure is got so mixed up in their head that all sensation is pleasure, even, like, horrible pain and torture. Like, I find that concept really interesting to me, so that kind of keeps me along for this movie. I do agree that Riley is a pretty unlikable character, but in a lot of ways, I think that was intentional, at least from my point of view. I found it to be intentional. And I guess you could make an argument that her not really having a redemption is showing how people with addictions can go through their whole life, ruin a bunch of other people's lives, and then walk away just fine.
I think they just make that connection. Like, they didn't. I said, I think then if that's the truth, like, I would love that, but they just don't make that connection.
Yeah, they don't fully make that connection, I guess. But I think there is an argument made where you could view it that way.
Okay.
I just really wish the billionaire guy at the beginning was throughout the film more, because his arc is really interesting to me.
Yeah, same.
Because he's given this, quote, gift from the Cenobites that is basically eternal. Well, it's like eternal life plus eternal torment on Earth. Through this, like, gross... there's a lot of mechanical stuff in this movie. So, if, like, mechanical stuff mixed with human and stuff is gross for you, it'll gross you out.
I will say, though, that it his... looks cool. That part of, like, the mechanical thing inside of him was probably the best creepiness, like, in regards to CGI that I saw throughout the whole movie.
Like, it was really gross.
The rest of it is video game, like, blech, but... That part was
I kind of feel like the movie held back a little too much. I think it could have been gorier, to be honest.
But I will say, for our gore factor, I'm going to probably still give it about a 7 out of 10. Like, it's pretty severe.
Because when it is And then even what you don't see, because you hear stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
What you hear is as gross as what you could possibly see.
Exactly. And sometimes that's even scarier. Yeah, exactly. So.
And I do know the original movies did go into, like, the torture porn category a little bit, to be honest. Okay. This doesn't go into that category as much.
Yeah.
So I think that's, like, a good course correction. This was made for Hulu. So that's one thing I think why the CGI probably doesn't hold up as well as it should.
Yeah, for a 2022 movie.
It looks good. So you probably watch this at your computer, right?
No. I watch it on TV.
You watch it on TV?
Yeah.
I feel like on a big TV, it looked fine to me. Yeah. Like, I mean, I could see like certain parts of it, like the chains maybe looking a little goofy.
Yeah, the chains were pretty bad. But I don't know. No, there was the one One Cenobite where like she had those pins pointed up. Like, so she was the one that looked most ridiculous.
I feel like it just
to
looked too smooth.
Yeah, yeah.
I think too. Everything just looked really smooth. Mm-hmm. That was my biggest issue. I don't think it was the effects. It just looked so smooth. But, you know, most critics are saying this is the best Hellraiser film since the original.
That's sad.
So if you're a Hellraiser fan, this might be a good one for you to check out. And if you've never seen Hellraiser, I think maybe watch this one before you watch the other ones just to see if you're interested. Because this actually explains the lore way more than the original film, if I remember right. Just to see if you're interested in it. I'm going to check out the book. So if I read it, I'll let you guys know what I think about it.
Okay.
I hope it gets a sequel. I think it was actually received fairly well. It wasn't like a runaway success by any means, but I think it was received pretty okay. So, yeah, I'm curious to see what else comes of this.
Sweet. Okay, cool. Well, then that's going to do it for this episode of the Halloween Marathon, guys. That was Hellraiser. It's on Hulu if you want to check it out. But beware, it is kind of gory, so keep that in mind. But tomorrow, we have a great classic that I had never seen before, and it's a really well-known film. It is
really?
Rosemary's Baby, and I...
Oh, my goodness.
Shut up. this is a pleasant surprise. It's on Paramount Plus, so if you guys want to go check it out, then you can find it there. If not, you can rent it. But we will be talking about that tomorrow for
just
the...
Just pray really hard before.
Yeah.
Pray for us, actually.
Pretty much. Anyway, so we will see you guys tomorrow. Happy Halloween.
That's a clean slate.